If TikTok don't come back, they just want people to go back to work.
In this country, they go with whoever has the most money. And whoever has the most money, they influence the laws.
TikTok had a way more human element than all the other
Yeah.
social media apps, so it felt like my friend is recommending me something.
It wasn't just a human element, it was like a childlike element.
A lot of us want to know these things or have a feeling that this information is out there, but don't know where to start. And TikTok was a great place to start.
Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Action.
Hello and welcome. This just in. We do not know the fate of TikTok, but it seems to be banned. Let's talk to our people in the studio at the gray area. How are you guys feeling about this ban on TikTok?
Well, I can't lie. It's a lot of mixed emotions, good memories. We're mourning. We're mourning this morning. It's afternoon right now, but it's morning somewhere. But I'm grateful to be a strong black man because we don't mourn. You know what we do. We rise, people. Grand rising, people.
All right, let's go over to someone else. All right, here we have Damani. And Damani is a rapper and content creator, and he does a lot of things. He's also a podcast host. And we just want to get your perspective. How are you feeling about the TikTok ban?
Thank you, Shakoya. Man, it's tough. It's hitting home. I thought we were going to have more time. I didn't know it was going to be this soon, you know. Sometimes, you know, you don't know what you have until it's taken from you by force by the U.S. government. But...
Sorry, that's not funny.
You know...
Serious business here.
You know, it's just, you know, it's a pattern, you know. This is something that, you know, America does. But we're gonna keep pushing forward, you know. You can continue to follow us, you know. Hopefully I see you on some of the other social medias as well. And yeah, you know, I'm just doing the best I can with what I have. Hopeful that on January 20th we have one more go round in TikTok land on my For You page. How about you, Shakoya?
All right. Okay. So me personally, I'm just feeling like I expected this to happen. I mean, when they told us last year that this was possibly going to get banned. So as quickly as they was moving on it, I'm like, I'm glad they didn't sell. I'm glad y'all didn't sell. But also, it's kind of tragic. It's like, why are y'all doing all this for a social media app when there's so many other things that are happening in the world? But, I don't know, like, I'm sad about it, but it doesn't affect my life, me personally, in the way that it's affecting so many other people.
Yeah, I honestly don't think TikTok is going anywhere.
Me neither.
Donald Trump is going to
save it.
Save America, basically. That's going to be
the tagline.
Yeah. Saved America, just because one, America loves TikTok, people really eating and off TikTok, changing their lives. But for me, if he has anything to do with TikTok, if any of them have anything to do with TikTok, I'm already gone. So I'll still post on there, but I already know it's not going to be the same. Once America puts their little nasty fingers on things, it'll be changing.
Get your little grimy hands off my app.
Yeah, that's just my prediction.
It's just crazy because to go to somebody and be like, hey, yo, you have to sell your stuff to me or else you got to get up out of here. That's kind of gangster. I'm not gonna lie. But it's like this is their app. Like you gonna force me to like either you sell or you leave. It's like, hold on.
But it's also like weird because so basically what I found out on TikTok was the stuff that they were accusing TikTok of or asking questions about, like, are they able to tap into the Wi-Fi and like see who else is on the stuff? Facebook Messenger is doing that, so it's like you're asking them because another app is doing it, but you're trying to make it.
I told you, I've been trying to tell you. The only reason you accusing is because you be using them bots.
You be
tapping people Wi-Fi.
I didn't connect the dots like that, but yes.
They ain't connect the dot. It's Drake. Hey, man, that's double entendre. Come on, Sequoia.
That really is what it is, though. Like, you got these other apps over here that's doing this, that you know are clearly doing it, that have admitted to it, that's probably in their terms and conditions, and then you asking TikTok if they doing it, and they're like, what are you talking about? Like, we not doing that stuff. And you like, yes, you are. And it's like, no, it's the people that y'all letting do everything do it. Like, it's annoying.
So, now, I'm still showing up how I'm showing up, but I'm doing my best not to get distracted or anything. I just want to put my head down, focus, lock in. I'm going to still make my videos, but I'm going to do my best to make my videos the best that I possibly can make my videos and everything.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I'm just focusing on doing my thing. It also makes me think this might be slightly different, but like nearly every short form media app comes and goes. I don't know what it is about, because when Vine left, that hurt my soul.
And they just disappeared overnight. Yeah. Like, no warning. They was just gone.
I wasn't on Vine.
I was on it a little bit. Like, I would watch. I wasn't posting on Vine. But I was on it just a little bit.
Yeah, but like, all of the short form ones, it's like, as soon as we start getting into a groove, all right, we're going to stay for a little bit. They be like, you know what? We don't need no short form. And they trying to have us keep Instagram. It's like, yeah.
And Instagram was just for pictures to start.
Yep, they need to get back to that.
I'm
going to get back to that. Just doing pictures. You know, if you want to see videos, catch me on the YouTube.
Yeah. I think Instagram was unique when it was just pictures, I feel like. And now it's the thing where all the apps are trying to be the same. So it's just like, well, I came to you guys for different reasons, and now y'all trying to do all the same thing, and y'all aren't good at all the same things. So now everything on your app is just kind of mediocre, and you're not the best for pictures, you're not the best for videos. It's just like, now it's like,
you have everything here.
Yeah, like, you just got everything, and now y'all taking away the other thing that I liked, so I guess I'm back here again. Like, that's just what it be feeling like.
Yeah, I think it's partially because they didn't like how much time people were spending on TikTok, so that, like, we have to do something to combat the fact that people are spending so much time on TikTok. And
I think it's that could be a reason. Also think the amount of money that people were making from TikTok and the amount of money people were spending on TikTok. So it was going to other places, like people was going to TikTok shop instead of Amazon. Or people was making money from TikTok instead of going to work.
Like, that was a real thing.
Like, if TikTok don't come back, they just want people to go back to work.
My opinion is that this all started once TikTok started competing, like outwardly expressed that they were competing with YouTube and Google. Because, like, those was the number one and number two search engines in the world. And then TikTok started beating Google out. And people are searching more things on TikTok than they were on Google. And then they're like, well, because, you know, in this country, they go with whoever has the most money. And whoever has the most money, they make the laws. They influence the laws, basically. So it's like, all right, well, we can't have an app that's backed by China be number one in the U.S. for search. Like, this is what y'all searching on? Yeah, because it's unbiased. Like, I can find what I'm actually looking for, like a real answer for it, instead of this skewed thing that y'all change based on my region, or based on how you think I'm going to vote, or based on, like, it's just information. Like, I can see a variety of information on the thing that I search, different perspectives, and I know that it's actual information for the most part. Like, of course I can still go do my research, but like, I can just see like what this person on the other side of the world or the other side of the country is thinking, and it not be like, oh, this was specifically tailored to me because I live on the East Coast.
I think it's also a thing of I'm searching for stuff and I'm getting the information from my peers.
Mm-hmm.
You look like me, you be in the same places I be in, you sound like me, like everything is like, this is my friend, this could be my friend,
right?
So if we talking about word of mouth, Like, if you tell me to listen to a song, I'm going to listen to it before.
If Google suggests it.
If Google say you listen to this song.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think TikTok had a way more human element than all the other social media apps. So it felt like my friend is recommending me something, as opposed to when I go on Instagram, it's like, this feels like a sponsored ad. This feel like y'all went outside and got all of the fancy lights, you feel like you went above and beyond to try and sell me something. Granted, there's times on TikTok and space on TikTok that do it, but initially it wasn't that way. It was more so, hey, let me tell you guys this because nobody else is going to tell you. But, and it was a lot more of that element.
I agree with that. But also, even down to on Instagram, they will downgrade the level of your video. Like, if you post it in 4K, if the video don't get a lot of views, I don't remember what it's called, but they'll lower the pixels on your video to like 1080p. Or if you post it in 1080p, they'll lower it to 720.
Wow.
If the video is not really getting pushed. So then you thinking people got, you need to upgrade your phone, when it's like, I don't want to watch this, but it's because Instagram reduced your quality of your video. Wow. Not because you posted a bad video. It's just like, because I'm like, you know, you see people and be like, we got the same phone. Why your videos keep posting all grainy like this? Like, it could be your lighting, it could be whatever, but it's like, nah, they actually they lowering your pixels so that it don't wind up getting pushed. That's something that most people don't know, but because I've been doing so much research into the platforms and how to, like, best use them and what gets pushed and what, like, they actually lower their pixels, so.
If your video is not doing good or something?
Yeah, if it's not, like, let's say you put it out and they push it a little bit, and it's like it don't catch traction right away. Because sometimes that happens. Like, sometimes it don't catch traction immediately. Sometimes it's like a little delay. Or sometimes it just goes immediately. But from what I heard, they actually lower the pixels. And I don't know if it's like to save space on the app or whatever. But I was even watching one of our friends' videos. And I was just like, now I know your phone ain't this bad. Like, this looks like you got it off of an old Nokia. And this is a video from 2006, but I know you just recorded this. Why does your video look like this? So, yeah, they do that.
Yeah, and I mean, it's not to say that TikTok didn't have its flaws as well, because TikTok was shadow banning people just like everybody else was. So, it was just the overall experience of TikTok was a lot more enjoyable. And it was also a great space for information. On top of laughs, like, there was a bunch of stuff I'm laughing at on TikTok. And it was a bunch of great moments on TikTok. But I just, in comparison to the other apps, it was just a lot more, like, fun. It was addicting, too, though, but yeah. Fun.
I think it was easier to, I do like YouTube as my main platform. But I think that it was easier on that platform to just show up, right? And to feel connected to the people, because it had that human element of, you don't have to be perfect for me to even see your video. You don't have to be perfect.
I would say, like, to go a little bit further, it wasn't just a human element. It was like a childlike element.
Yes.
So you could show up, you could have fun, you could smile, you could talk to people. Kids be talking to anybody. However they feeling, you know how they feel. Like, mm-hmm. It's just a safe space to be yourself.
Yeah. And on the other apps, a lot of times you feel like either you need to be perfect, or your life needs to be together, or you gotta have like the best thing. I mean, of course you wanna get people to stop scrolling. That's always the goal. But sometimes it's just nice to go on there and be like, hey y'all, I'm just here outside. The sun is shining. I ain't really had nothing to say, but you know. And it made me even feel like a FaceTime call, like you calling a family member, like, hey, I'm just outside. It was just a nice day. I just wanted to talk to you real quick. So, but.
Yeah, and I think on TikTok was one of the only places where, like, things going viral really, like, felt like it leaked outside of the app. Like, I think, like, I feel like if you go viral on Instagram, it's like, okay. But, like, when you went viral on TikTok, it felt like you can go outside and see people singing the Money Long song. And this is actually what I was going to ask y'all maybe a little bit later, but I can ask now, but I was going to ask what y'all favorite moments on TikTok were.
I got to think because all I'm hearing in my head right now is Aaron, Pierre, that's Mufasa. And I'm thinking about the Jamaican lady who had, it had said when, if he had a Jamaican wife and she was dancing with him. Like, I don't touch that. It was just, yeah. But that's all I hear in my head right now. So I need a moment to think. Oh, all right. So I think my favorite moment, some of my favorite moments were when we were on your live. Like when we was downstairs that night and it was like, was it like 3 a.m.? It was like 11. I don't know what time it was, but we was just, the rising sun. Like that was one of the funniest nights. I just remember just being in your live. Like that was the other thing. Like you didn't have to be doing anything. We was just down there. I made a terrible batch of cookies. We was making dinner. Like, it was just a lot happening. But, like, we were just chilling on live with whoever was in your live. And they, like, asking, where Damani and Shakoy? And it's just, like, it was just good vibes. It was a good time. And I remember that night was funny, too, because somebody hopped in your live. And then we were talking about shrooms and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, I remember
and
that.
And it just, like, where the conversations could go was just very unlimited. But that was a really, really fun night. And I think, yeah, that's one of my favorite moments when it comes to TikTok. It wasn't a viral moment, but it was viral in my heart. That don't sound good. Why do we use viral? It's like a virus in our brain. Anyways, what about you guys?
One of my favorite moments, definitely the lives. Lives was
like
fun.
The live, share the live.
Like the live, share the live.
Like the live, share the live. I like to stay blessed, stay black, and all that. Recently, when the Supreme Court said the app was banned, whatever, somebody from Atlanta, he was like, y'all on this app causing all this ruckus. He said, y'all should have had me in them courts. I would have pulled the switch out on. But he was like, they ain't going to shut this app down. Before they shut this app down, they got to go through me. They got to go through me, one man army. Like, that was hilarious. And then once the thing came out about the extension, 275 days, he was like, man, they said all I could do, all the most they could give me is 270 more days. But, I mean, you got to take what you can get. that was funny. Another moment is
I was gonna say that.
Just that whole like entire that era. That's what I was and like say. the dances was fire.
Yeah,
I just enjoyed 2020 to 2024 TikTok.
Yeah,
that's my favorite moment.
The whole four years.
Span of when I was on there.
Yeah. I remember that moment. That was going to be one of the ones I liked. The Link, shoot, that one. And then I just remember the hours, singing hours every day.
Man, I still yo,
my. That was hilarious.
Anything about hours and hours?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's money long.
I was like, yep, TikTok.
I remember that. I even liked the era with the, I will be one of the greatest. I was like, oh.
One of my top favorites is, ching, ching, ching goes the money tree.
And every yep. Ching,
money comes to me.
Mm-hmm.
Left, right.
It all flows in from so abundantly from the top, left, right, and abundant. Wave. I'm a money wave. Money flow, money made. Flowing in and out, plus money saved.
All debt is paid. We're speaking paid debt. Hallelujah.
That's what I was looking
for. His keyboard wasn't
going on. Forgot to plug it in, you know. Yeah. Gotta get connected to the sauce. My bad. Pardon me.
I ain't even thinking Jesus stripper.
That's cool. Yeah, that's still crazy.
I think what's another moment?
Oh, conspiracy TikTok. I love conspiracy TikTok.
Oh my god.
Especially late at night after 12 a.m. Good TikTok. Good conspiracies after 12 a.m.
I don't know. I had a lot of different TikToks. So, like, I liked the TikToks. Well, I had, like, political black, you know, blackity black TikTok. I liked that until stuff started happening. And I was like, all right, I need something a little more lighthearted. We getting a little serious. But I also liked, that's how I was staying informed with certain things, you know. Parking lot pimping. What's her name? Lene Vinay? What's her name?
Lene something. I don't know the second half.
Yeah, I liked her stuff. I had, oh, and Keith Lee.
Keith Lee. My boy. Today, we're rating food. He used to give me all the time. Never seen you do that before?
No, you sound just like him.
That was I used to watch all his videos all the time. He was like, today, we're rating. I can't even get it right now.
The way I'ma zoom in on your face. Like,
we're gonna have some pizza. We're gonna rate it 1 out of 10. My boy Keith.
Oh yes, Keith Lee, changing lives.
Yeah, I feel like there was so many more things that I can't remember right now. So many like little scenes or little sounds or like that were like.
One, it was the dude. He was like, what he say? I think he was like, eating a hot dog with no honey mustard or something like that.
I will also say I really like the black girl follow trends that we was doing. Like the trends. That was fun. The first one was very fun. And what else? I don't know, it is a lot of stuff that happened on TikTok. Like a lot of things that I can't remember right now. Yeah, it was just so much stuff.
Yeah, I'm gonna look back and I'm gonna be like, I forgot about that one. I forgot about that sound. Like
one of my favorite things was the use of sound.
Yeah.
And you like it was just free range. Rather than stuff getting cut off. I mean, some stuff got muted and stuff like that, but for the most part, it was just free range and it was beautiful.
Yeah, and people were very creative in how they used the sounds. Mm-hmm. And I think that was partially because of how you record in TikTok.
Yeah, they recording is amazing.
Yeah, like the other apps wasn't like that. Still not.
Yeah, definitely not. I was also going to say, one thing I really love about TikTok, it's a testament to like everything is usable. Like the way you can take one thing and put it into a new context. Like that's the whole premise of TikTok. It's like, all right, you said this thing, I'm gonna take this one line and then this is a whole new trend based off this one line from a video, or it'll just spiral over into different things. So it's like just being able to take one thing out of one context and make a new thing, and it's so creative. Like it's one of the things that I really enjoy about just TikTok in comparison to the other apps, because other apps it's like making something a sound wasn't a thing before TikTok. So like you're just you talking ends up being a sound, and now that is the basis of somebody else's video. So it's like it's just constant like borrowing from other stuff, and then we're all constantly building. We're all in on the joke, but we're all also like contributing to the joke as well. Like we all know it's all right, this came from this. And this is really cool.
I was just gonna say, going back to like the other social platforms, like how they started off as this, and then they, once you add monetization into it, it be messing stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so like Instagram was, I used to love Instagram.
Yeah, that used to be my favorite platform.
And then now it's just nothing but ads. They changed the algorithm. So like, it's people that I follow that I don't ever see. It's people that follow me. Randomly, they be messaging me like, where you been at? I've been posting. I ain't seen you post in like a year. Yeah. It's just like they don't. It's difficult to find the stuff that you like or the stuff that you want to see.
Yeah, and I think one thing I feel like TikTok might have been like the second coming of like how MySpace was to us. Mm-hmm. Like in those MySpace days, because the real thing with TikTok was the level of like connectivity. I feel like there was a level of connectivity that was on there that we just weren't getting from the other platform. And I don't know if that's just because people were more willing to be themselves on this platform or what exactly it was, but I just feel like people felt a lot more connected to or able to connect with people through that platform versus some of the others. So I just found that interesting. But like on MySpace, like it was very much like, we friends, my page is like this. And like, you get a feel for my personality. It wasn't the same, but it's just like, just the vibes that we got of feeling like we're able to connect with our friends. And on TikTok, our friends just happen to be strangers that could be across the world. But in our head, like, yeah, that's my friend. That's my friend in my head. Like,
what do y'all think is next? Like, what do y'all think happens next?
I think that what happens next is possibly similar to what happened with Twitter when Elon Musk bought it, where a lot of people leave the app and go to something different. The app doesn't actually go away like we thought it was going to, and nothing was the same. Like, I that's what I feel like is, like, TikTok, I don't think it'll be the same after this. Like you said, because I think it'll still be here. I don't think that it's going away. I just don't know, I guess, what are the stipulations of it staying?
Yeah.
And that, I think that determines what happens next, because also a lot of them creators who are making money off of TikTok, for real, even if TikTok stays, I don't know. I think because people left already, like a lot of people are moved on, because like, I mean, tomorrow is the last day for real that it's supposed to be here. By the time y'all see this, it'll be after the 19th, but when we're recording this,
it's the 18th.
So tomorrow will be the day. So people already left. A lot of people are on Red Note. People not backtracking, like, oh, let's go back to Instagram. But some people are. But, I mean, I don't know. The opportunities will look different. And I don't know what's next. What do you think?
I was going to say, I have no idea. I just know that whatever void TikTok creates, because, I mean, TikTok occupied a very big space of social media. So I feel like whatever comes next, it may be more people on YouTube. It may not be. It may be a new app entirely. But I think the space will get filled with something. I just don't know what it's going to get filled with. Because, I mean, I feel like every time one of the apps, we lose an app, we end up getting it filled with something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, and then the ones that end up staying long term, they transform, but they just end up typically taken from the newer one that's the hottest one that's out.
Drake!
Yeah. It all comes down to... Oh man, definitely some colonized activity.
Mm-hmm.
America look like the biggest haters, I swear.
I mean, I think that the government, our government is like filled with the biggest haters. Uh-huh. And they be hating for no reason. Like, that's literally seems like that's what their job description is.
I would say it is because how everything started, it was started by some evil people, some deviants. That's what I'm gonna call them, some deviants. And then that just, it just continued. So it's like this society and the structure and everything began in the hands of evil people. So nothing really changed. It's just now it's a new face.
Yeah. I was going to say, I think even beyond the evil part, I think it's, or not, let me not say beyond the evil, but like outside of that, it's just people who are completely out of touch with youth and with, like, just with the world. So it's like, yeah, so it's like people who are out of touch and who are, like, who don't understand it at all. And because they don't understand it, they're like, we don't understand it. You guys are making money. We want things to go back to the old way. And that is, I think, a lot of the basis of where they're they're coming from.
But y'all got AI running around all wild. Y'all got all this artificial intelligence just doing whatever it wants to, but y'all want to remove TikTok?
Yeah, I mean, they racist. They're not technologically scared. They don't care, too many people of color
been making money off
this. Yeah, they don't care about robots.
Oh.
I don't think it's just people of color. I think it's too many people.
Too many of you poor have been climbing the ladder of the riches. Oh, let's send you back down. Sorry.
I was just going to say, the way things were moving and shifting, the playing field was becoming equal. Like, people was able to not work at all and have a lot more money than people seen in a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, everybody is seeing what's actually possible. And even if we go back to the information, the amount of information that we thought we had information because we had the internet. Now, this is a new level of information because a lot of times it was times where you haven't thought about a subject or a topic. You didn't even know stuff existed until it came up on your feed. Now, you don't even have to watch the whole video, but, oh, I seen somebody say something about, oh, holistic health. I didn't know that was a thing. Now you're doing deep dives, and you realize that the hip bone connected to the leg bone. Thigh bone. Is it thigh bone? I think it's a thigh bone and the femur. But now you looking at stuff, and you're exposed to even more information because it's like people dropping breadcrumbs.
And it also showed that we want to learn stuff.
Yeah.
It's not like we're uninterested in learning the things, which is kind of, I think, like, how we are perceived by the world. Some people are just completely disinterested, but a lot of us want to know these things or have a feeling that this information is out there but don't know where to start, and TikTok was a great place to start for a lot of people, including us, for a lot of different things, like even oil pulling and like the different types of like the gums, and learning about minerals and stuff that's supposed to be in our water, or learning about ways to like de-stress, just hearing other people's experiences so you know you're not alone by yourself. I think that's the connectivity part that I was talking about, because you're not just showing your highlights. People are talking about their day-to-day experience of like, you know what, y'all, I was actually depressed for a while, or like, this happened at work, and like, I thought I was bugging, but like, this really be happening. Like, people be peopling, and you sitting there like, you know what, that happened to me too. Like, when people was watching your videos.
Oh yeah, I didn't know that many people went that kind of terrible retail experience.
Yeah.
I knew retail was bad, but I was like, this many of y'all been through this exact same scenario? I thought I was crazy.
Yeah, it's like, it's that type of thing where it's like, oh, this feels like more than just a video. Yeah. Like, you actually are talking about like I'm able to like actually identify with this, not just because I aspire to do it. Some of it was aspirational, but some of it was like on a real level, like I've been through that just 2 hours ago. And I think that's what was so great about it.
It always felt like we had a man on the inside that was still giving you information,
because
it's like stuff that, like, and it's stuff that we would have never noticed or never learned had it not been for TikTok, because there's no barrier for sharing the information. Mm-hmm. unless you were saying anything negative about China, then apparently they were stopping people from doing that. But that's understandable. We're not gonna let you talk about it. It's my app. You're not gonna come in my house,
my house,
talking crazy about me. Right. You can do that outside on your little Instagram app. Don't do that over here. But but it always felt just like that, like somebody was like sharing information that we would have never gotten beforehand, because if you're a reporter, most times there's channels you have to go through, literally and figuratively. Like, you literally have to go through a certain format to share the information, whereas if you're on TikTok, you're just sharing it, and it's like, this seems like it's a regular person, but the way that their algorithm is, it's gonna blast it out to everybody, as opposed to some of the other places. It's like, you have to be way more selective with how you're posting it. Some stuff you didn't even need a caption. Like, it will just people will catch on to it and they like the topic, and it will just go. Like, so yeah.
And the amount of information that you can get in such a short amount of time, like, not to start, them videos wasn't long. It was like 30 seconds. Then they extended it. Then they extended it again. And then, like, you could get longer videos. But, like, to start, we was getting information in 30 seconds. Clear information. Stuff that we could understand. And if we didn't, oh, I'm going to be posting part two soon. Like, come back, check back for part two. Or somebody asks a question and you reply explaining more in depth because, oh, I didn't realize that this wasn't something that y'all understood. Let me go ahead and explain that part a little bit more. It's just like a, it's just a different experience. But we'll see what happens. I mean, honestly, we'll still be here in the Patreon and on YouTube with y'all. So make sure y'all tap in over here. And I don't know. Mm-hmm. What do you think is next? Because you never said.
I mean, another social media thing going
pop up.
But I also think we'll move back to older times where people was actually living outside.
I was actually going to say, I think outside events will be.
Yeah, so I think like actual human, because now it's like I'm online, but I'm not getting the interaction that I was getting or that I crave. So I feel like people are going to be looking for more events, more things to do. My motto is when you go outside, act like you on TikTok. So it's okay to talk to people. It's okay to smile. It's okay to express yourself. It's okay to be a human. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. You don't got to be perfect. You just have to be. So I think the highlight that comes from this is people actually existing, becoming the main character of their life, and literally experiencing life. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I think a human element mm-hmm. will come back to the world.
I agree. I definitely feel that on a spiritual level, especially since after all of this hoopla, I feel like TikTok's not gonna be the same, and I think because this happened, people are realizing, like, oh, it's nice to make a living on social media, but I do need outside things. Because if I don't own this app, then I don't have control over whether or not it stays. I don't have control over my pay or whatever it is. And it's like, all right. Because some people have built entire businesses. Like, the TikTok shop was where their entire business was. So a lot of, like, the business owners who started that way are kind of panicking now, too. And it's like, oh, well, I do need to have my own website, or I do need to do some vendor events where I can sell this in person and meet people and connect, like you were saying. So I definitely think we're going to be moving in that direction. And I also think that, I don't know what this is like leading toward, because I know it's tied to a lot of other political things that we most likely don't fully know about. We might know parts of it, but we also probably don't fully understand. But I don't know. I'm gonna keep enjoying my life.
What? Here. What did you say right before that?
I don't know. What about the political stuff?
Mm-hmm. Right before.
Right below. Oh, that people realize that they can't. It's nice to make money off of social media, but they need to have their own things. Because if they don't have their own things,
never mind. It might come back to me.
All right, but yeah. Get y'all own things, people.
Yeah, I also saw a lot of people talking about the Red Note app, and it was the first time that getting a chance to experience other cultures in terms mm-hmm. and seeing how other cultures actually view us or what they think of us or communicating with people who are literally across the world, and it's like they're getting a different worldview about it and realizing, like, oh, like, America's really playing with us. Like, mm-hmm. we thought we was good. They lie. It's literally Kendrick and Drake. You lied about you. You lied. Like, literally. Like, just so much of that is embedded in this whole TikTok America. It's just unfortunate. But I do think, ultimately, I think it'll be a good thing regardless. Just because gotta be outside. Like, there's so much more life outside of TikTok. I also think for every person that was making a living, there was also people who are wasting their lives on TikTok. Mm-hmm. So I think there's a balance to it all, and I think some people are going to finally be able to do and find more creative ways to do stuff, because you'll have to, because yeah. It's not as it's just not as good anymore.
I also think one thing is now I feel like this gets back to the actual craft of whatever it is that you're doing, because as of right now, everything, all the other apps, like you gotta be polished, or you gotta, so in order for me to cut through the noise, I have to have the best something. And I feel like it's going to allow the creative things, whether that be music, whether that be videos, whether that be fashion, whether that, whatever it is, even if you're talking, it's going to be a lot more aesthetically pleasing. So I feel like it's going to be more effort. Could be more stressful too, but I'm hoping that it's more effort and more, like, people start doing the things that they actually care about. So it's not really too, I'm not mad that I got a, that I'm putting forth effort to this thing because I actually enjoy this thing.
But to be honest, I don't think TikTok, like, was a space where it was people having a lack of effort. I just think it was a lack of, like, super polishedness. Like, it didn't need to be polished. It just needed to be real or feel real. And I think for the future, it'll probably needs to be real and polished. So, yeah.
Real polished.
Yeah, I was doing my best not to say it, but yeah, it got to be real polished. Because, like, the feeling of authenticity that, that the app gave you, it, you just don't get that feeling. I don't know if it's just the interface or just the people who were on my For You page, but it always, it just always felt like one of my friends picked up the phone and was talking to me about stuff. Like, and I don't usually get that on YouTube. I don't usually get that on Instagram. Like, sometimes on Instagram, but usually it's because they took the video from TikTok and put it on Instagram. So, but like, even with like YouTube Shorts, like, I don't watch YouTube Shorts the same way. It doesn't feel like they're having a conversation with me. It feels like they're having a conversation about something else and I happen to be watching them, as opposed to on TikTok, it felt like they were talking to me about whatever it was.
Yeah. So we just need, I mean, for all you creators out there and for us, we just need to
keep creating.
That, but also, like, if you want to talk to the people, then actually talk to the people. Like, that's pretty much what it is. But just be you. Be the best version of you. Be the your highest self. Do what you want to do. Because at the end of the day, like, it is a lot of life to be lived outside. It's a lot of life to be just lived in general. And, you know, life is about expression. And I'm excited to just be outside. I'm a little nervous, but.
I also thought of one more era or moment that I remember that I liked when it was doing the better pizza, better ingredients, my shoes better, my car better. It was like that era when they were just kept using that sound. Fire.
Oh, I had thought of one earlier. The era when they was doing the speak up.
Yeah.
Yo,
I forgot
funny.
About
like,
that.
I like,
speak up. I forgot
was,
about that.
It was that one and it was another one that I forgot. I remembered it earlier, but then I forgot. But like the use, like you were saying, the use of sounds on there, it was just so good. I mean, even when you had used the, this nigga's crazy, for Syria, like, like, it's just, yeah. Y'all start creating in the real world, so we got something to pull up to. But, yeah, I'm excited. So, y'all gonna get Red Note? Y'all gonna download Red Note?
Already got it. I ain't make an account, though.
Yeah, I went to the app store. And I was looking, and I was like, I wonder if this is actually Red Note. It looks like it's in Mandarin, but, you know, I'm not as well-versed in Mandarin, you know.
I'm learning Japanese.
Yeah, I'm like, but nah, I was just like, and I was getting ready to click it. I was like, you know, let me just take a second. I don't need to jump right into another app. TikTok's still here.
And I'm going to take my time to just, I'm going to take this time to just relax, put my head down, get my work done, make my videos, and then whatever happens, happens. Like, whatever. I know where I'm going. You on YouTube. What up, YouTube? I'm going to just not feel like I need to make content, but just make my art the way I want to make my art.
Yeah, and I feel that. Oh, you already answered. I haven't looked at it, Red Note, yet. When the apps be apping, they be like, oh, we got this new app, we got to rush to it. I just be like, let's see where everybody lands. And let me see what I feel like doing. But for now, I'm just going to chill. Because it'd be like every day a new app come out for real. And why we rushing? We knew for a year that this day was coming.
I mean, TikTok wasn't the same after the first time they said it was.
Exactly. It already started changing because a lot of creators had already started shifting.
Yeah.
So, I mean, YouTube was my main platform from jump, but we'll see what's next. But comment below, let us know how you feeling about TikTok being banned. What's your spirit saying? What's your soul saying? Are you ready to be outside? Because it's time for us to be outside. But also, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload.
Ding.
And join the Patreon if you want to watch this podcast live and early. Join the Patreon if you want to join the beautiful butterflies in the bubble with me, Shakoya D. Join the Patreon. If y'all want to tap in with Being Breeze or Damani, join the Patreon. Okay? Y'all know where we at? In the Patreon. But thank y'all for joining us for another episode of the Great Area Podcast.
I'm
Shakoya D.
Badman Breeze and Tenere.
It's your humble friend, Damani.
And don't forget to check the description below for everything that we got going on. We have music. We have journals. We have art.
Journals.
We have more music.
And a partridge in a pear tree. Mother.
Click the links below in the description. And we will see you guys next week. If you like this video, you are going to love the one that's linked somewhere on the screen. Pretty sure it's over here. Bye.
Adios.
Stay blessed. Stay black, people.
You say what?
And know yourself. Know your worth. Jukebox, hit me with another jam.
Get on my face. Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.